you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Shikhar Dhawan scored a century as India chased down a challenging target of 264 to beat the West Indies by 5 wickets in the decisive third one-day international in Kanpur. Marlon Samuels, Kieran Powell and Darren Bravo all scored half centuries for the West Indies as they posted 263 for 5, but India were able to overhaul their target with almost 4 overs to spare. Dhawan stroked 119 in 95 balls, while Yuvraj Singh made 55 and Suresh Raina 34 to ensure the home side won the series 2-1. Pakistan sensationally snatched a victory from the jaws of defeat as they won by a single run in Port Elizabeth against South Africa to secure the 3-match one-day international series with a game to spare. It's the first time they've ever won an ODI series in South Africa. Ahmed Shehzad set up the Pakistan total of 262 by hitting 102 at the top of the order after rain before the start had reduced the contest to 48 overs a side. However, the hosts were in pole position for much of their run chase, especially while AB de Villiers and Hashim Amla were going well during their fourth wicket stand of 110. Pakistan fought back, dismissing Amla for 98 to leave David Miller and Ryan McLaren needing to score 8 off the final 4 balls. Miller failed to score off the third delivery, with singles following off the next two to leave him needing to hit a 6 off the final delivery. He failed to connect. The ball went between his legs to run away for 4 byes. Nepal beat Hong Kong by 5 wickets off the final ball to clinch qualification for the ICC World 2020-2014, while wins for Papua New Guinea and Scotland kept their chances alive. In the afternoon match, United Arab Emirates beat the Netherlands by 10 runs to also qualify. Nepal and UAE join Afghanistan and Ireland in making it through from the ICC World 2020 qualifier, and they progress to the semi-finals of this tournament. Hong Kong, who just failed to defend a score of 143 for 8, will play Papua New Guinea, with a winner also qualifying. Scotland will meet the Netherlands in their final playoff game. Opener Hamish Rutherford scored 61 as a New Zealand 11 declared on 227 for 8 against the touring West Indies on day 1 in Lincoln. With many of the West Indians still in India, where they lost the third and final ODI in Kanpur, as you've been hearing, their side was made up with 6 New Zealanders, but they fared well enough to almost bowl the home side out. Rutherford made 61 in just 49 deliveries.